This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. India registered a historic 336-run victory over hosts England in the second cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Egbaston, Birmingham, levelling the series 1-1. This victory marked India's first ever test win at the venue, breaking a 58-year winless streak at the ground. Despite rain delaying day 5's start by 100 minutes, India's bowlers managed to take the remaining 7 wickets off the hosts. Akashdeep delivered a match-winning 10-wicket haul, becoming only the second Indian bowler to achieve this feat in England after Chetan Sharma in 1986. Deep's 10-wicket haul included 4 wickets in the first innings and 6 in the second. He was well supported by Mohammad Siraj, who claimed 7 wickets in the match, 6 in the first innings and 1st in the second. India declared their second innings at 427 for 6, while England were bowled out for 271 while chasing the daunting target. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a strong pitch for a world order that is multipolar and inclusive. Making an intervention during the first session in the BRICS summit that began in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, the Prime Minister stressed that this has to start with comprehensive reforms in global institutions. He said such measures should not merely be symbolic, but their real impact should be visible. He advocated for change in governance structures, voting rights and leadership positions. He also urged for higher priority for the Global South in policy making. Making his views clear, the Prime Minister noted that the Global South often faces double standards about development, distribution of resources and security-related matters. He further said that the interests of the Global South are not given due importance. He sought proper representation in global institutions by saying that many countries with a key role in the global economy are yet to be given a seat at the decision-making table. BRICS comprises Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa. Over the years, the grouping has expanded to include Iran, Egypt and the UAE. The two-day summit, which is witnessing the participation of several world leaders, began last evening. During the two-day summit, discussions are likely to take place on several issues including global governance reforms, climate change challenges and artificial intelligence, among others. Prime Minister Modi is also likely to hold bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Prime Minister Modi reached the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro yesterday on the fourth leg of his five-nation tour. The Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rules in Bihar is being implemented smoothly at the ground level with the active cooperation of the electors. In a statement, the Election Commission informed that the initial phase of SIR is almost complete, with the forms having been made available to all the electors who were available. Over 1.69 crore enumeration forms have been received till yesterday. The uploading of forms has also started simultaneously, with 7.25% of the forms already uploaded so far. The poll body reiterated that the special intensive revision is being conducted as per the SIR instructions dated 24th of last month, and there is no change in the instructions. As per instructions, draft electoral rules that will be issued on 1st of next month will contain the names of persons whose enumeration forms are received. The electors can submit their documents any time before 25th of this month. After publication of draft electoral rules, if any document is deficient, electoral registration officers can obtain such documents from the electors whose name appears in the draft electoral rules during scrutiny in the claims and objection period. Israel has sent a negotiating team to Qatar yesterday for talks with the Palestinian armed group Hamas on a ceasefire hostage deal. The Israeli Prime Minister's office in a statement has said that after assessing the situation, Israel accepted the invitation for close talks. The proposal reportedly includes a 60-day ceasefire, the release in 5 stages of 10 Israeli living hostages, and the handover of 18 hostage bodies, as well as the release of Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. In boxing, 2-time youth world champion Sakshi Chaudhary clinched India's first gold medal in the women's 54kg category at the second World Boxing Cup in Kazakhstan's Astana yesterday. She defeated USA's Yoselin Perez with a dominant 5-0 unanimous decision in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.